Thank you, Madam Chair. My apologies for that small delay. Chairperson of the 82nd session of the Working Party, Ambassador Lucy Kirutu, DPR of Kenya, Deputy Secretary General of ANCTAD, Madam Isabel Durant, Excellencies, Distinguished Delegates, ladies and gentlemen. I have the honor to deliver the statement on behalf of the African Group, which aligns itself with the statement made by Afghanistan on behalf of the Group of 77 and China. Madam Chairperson, the Africa Group takes this opportunity to welcome and congratulate you on your appointment. The group also wishes to congratulate Ms. Alison Ukwizo of Peru for her election as Vice Chair cum Rapporteur. It is indeed pleasing, Madam Chair, to see more women taking their proper place in steering these important processes of our organization. The all-female panel in front there, I hope I haven't missed a gentleman. There's a gentleman that took his place. The nearly all-female panel there is not exactly gender equal, but it is encouraging in this regard, because the idea is not necessarily to exclude our male counterparts from taking part. But congratulations to all of you. In the same vein, the African Group also wishes to thank and commend the outgoing chair, Ms. Cecilia Guterres from Ecuador, and Vice Chair Ms. Charlene van Beek from Austria for their dedication and leadership in guiding the work of the 81st session of the Working Party. We thank the Secretariat for the comprehensive report that highlights ANCTAD's technical cooperation activities undertaken in 2020 under the four themes: transforming economies, fostering sustainable development, tackling vulnerabilities, building resilience, fostering economic efficiency, improving governance and empowering people, investing in their future and their financing. Madam Chair, it is a fact that ANCTAD's technical cooperation and support to developing and least developed countries has been significantly affected by the COVID-19 pandemic. This is not only on the delivery side, but also on the beneficiary side, attributed mainly to travel restrictions and lockdowns that led to the closure of coordination offices by member states. The African Group acknowledges ANCTAD's technical cooperation and support, which was immediately adjusted to address the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic. This includes, inter alia, online capacity building activities and ANCTAD's collaboration with other UN entities to deliver a one UN response to the pandemic. We further recognize with appreciation ANCTAD's efforts in mainstreaming the gender perspective into its technical cooperation. I note, Madam Durant, you repeated this morning. Madam Chairperson, 1 year following the outbreak of the COVID-19 pandemic, Africa remains way behind, with vaccine distribution concentrated in the developed part of the world. The group has spoken with one voice and continues to appeal for a multilateral approach in the fight against the COVID-19 pandemic. In particular, the African Group canvasses support on the discussions for consideration of intellectual property-related restrictions that hinder global and diversified production of COVID-19 vaccines and therapeutics. There is no doubt that without aggressive and concerted interventions, the socioeconomic ramifications of this pandemic remain immeasurable. We recognize and appreciate the support thus far received from developed countries. However, we still believe that solidarity in supporting IP-related discussions will ramp up production and ensure diversified production across countries and technology transfer as we ready ourselves for future pandemics. Lack of progress in this area works against the efforts put in place to promote trade, investment, and development on our road to recovery. Madam Chairperson, the African Group notes with concern a drop in the overall funding for ANCTAD technical support by 28% in 2020 compared to the year 2019, largely due, as was earlier mentioned, to the decrease in contributions from developing countries and other international organizations. The African Group notes from the report that contributions from the developed countries increased by 4% in 2020 from 2019. This is a commendable gesture for which the African Group is grateful. The African Group further acknowledges the contribution of ANCTAD's technical cooperation in our efforts to achieve several sustainable development goals, and I will mention a few. Goal 8, decent work and economic growth. SDG 9, industry, innovation, and infrastructure. SDG 15, Life on Land, and SDG 17, Partnership for the Goals. Madam Chairperson, UNCTAD has and continues to offer a special dispensation to LLDCs, who have always been considered top priority in the UNCTAD Technical Cooperation. We acknowledge the tailor-made assistance to help LLDCs achieve structural economic transformation that consequently assists them to better address vulnerability challenges. The African Group is also grateful to the Secretariat for the ongoing work towards women's empowerment, economic development, and regional integration through research and analytical work. More work lies ahead on the recovery path. Of utmost importance, Africa needs more continued support in the operationalization of the African Continental Free Trade Area Agreement. Following the just-ended UNCTAD 15, it is our hope and belief that UNCTAD's new technical cooperation will further take into account and help mitigate the new emerging issues that continue to trigger the humanitarian and socioeconomic crises that were already devastating our economies, reversing all the efforts that have been put in place over the years. As I conclude, Madam Chairperson, I would like to reiterate our gratitude for the continued support from UNCTAD and to further indicate that assistance on matters related to recovery from the economic impact of the COVID-19 pandemic and in addressing the already existing inequalities and vulnerabilities remains a priority. I thank you, Madam Chair.